Yo, what's going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. And today is your episode for Wednesday, January 2nd. I hope everybody had a great and wonderful New Year as well as holiday. We are back on our regular schedule. Monday, Wednesday, Friday episodes will be up on YouTube as well as CLNS Media and wherever you get your podcasts from. Episodes will be available there. Now, over the break, at least for us, our break, LeBron James had quite a controversial statement by actually coming out and saying that after the 2016 NBA Finals, where they came back 3-1 against the great team in the Golden State Warriors, he believed that made him the greatest of all time. And that is a pretty tough statement to actually come out and make, saying and proclaiming yourself as the GOAT. And a lot of people have really been debating this over the past few days. There's been some guys backing up LeBron James saying, yes, that actually did make him the greatest of all time. You have some NBA legends who actually came out and denounced it, saying that you cannot proclaim yourself as the greatest of all time. And some went as far as saying that it was actually disrespectful to other greats of the game by you coming out and saying that you believe that you are the greatest of all time because of that NBA Finals appearance where you still had teammates as well. So a lot of people have been going back and forth. Me, myself, I do believe LeBron James is one of the greatest, but I do also believe it's hard to actually compare between eras because style of games is always changing, the level of competition is always changing, and at the end of the day, nobody actually knows. This is all opinion-based and what you feel about it as opposed to actually proven evidence. Nobody will ever know. They will never play against each other. So to me, I still rock with Michael Jordan. I know that might not be the most popular statement, but LeBron James, to me, is definitely a top player all time. And he's definitely one of the greatest players and most fun to watch for me in the entire history of the NBA. I love everything that he can do on the court. But to come out and say you're the greatest of all time, I might not agree with you on this one, LeBron. I definitely think that you have to let other people say that. You really can't say that yourself. But it did work for Muhammad Ali. But in the last news that we have today, LeBron James, we need him to come back from injury, especially if you are a Lakers fan. The Lakers were able to win their last game against the Sacramento Kings without him. They're going to be taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight, and that game is also going to be without LeBron James. But the good news is LeBron James is back in the gym, and he is shooting jump shots. So we don't know how far he is in his rehab process, but Coach Luke Walton said that this is the first time LeBron James has actually been shooting since the injury. So that is good news that maybe he's a little bit closer to actually returning. But you guys let me know how you guys feel about these topics in the comment section below. As usual, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from and keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you guys again on Friday. Peace.